Welcome to the Iron Self Podcast, where we jump into health, fitness, mindset, and becoming the best version of yourself. Today with your hosts, Mike and Kayla Minion.
Welcome back. We are excited to get back to these episodes and sharing what's going on in the coaching community.
So this week in coaching, because we've taken a little bit of time off, we've enjoyed ourselves with some camping, with some out and about fun, we thought it'd be a great point to start talking about what happens when we do go camping. What kind of happens to all of our plans when we go camping, as well as if we don't have regular access to a gym, whether we're on vacation or camping, what does that look like? How do we create success when we don't have our usual routine to rely on?
So we've got lots of stuff to jump into today. So without further ado, let's just get into it, hey?
Get it going.
So camping or vacationing, a lot of the time I think we often have to wrap our mindset around what is our goal with it and what are our goals outside of it. So I'm going to give you us as an example. Whenever we used to go camping, it was like bring the hot dogs, load up the chips, get all the treat food because we are going to enjoy ourselves. And it was kind of a license to kill. It was like, oh, we're going camping, are we? Let's go and eat like garbage and we'll come home in a couple days and feel like garbage.
So the biggest thing that I want to point out is exactly what Kayla said at the end there. We're going to feel like garbage, right? So this was our camping experience. Probably a lot of you guys who might be watching this, this might be your camping experience too. You eat however you eat normally, good, bad, indifferent, whatever that looks like, but you eat your normal diet when you're at home, and then you go camping and you get a whole bunch of shit in your diet that you otherwise would not have had. And generally, whether it's the alcohol, whether it's the high fat foods, whether it's the copious amount of chips, whatever it is that you're having, typically it falls off your regular plan and it leaves us feeling a little bit shitty, for lack of a better way to say it.
And so when we think about camping, a lot of people are thinking, oh, it's my license to kill. This is a time for me to let loose and eat whatever I want and all of these things that are kind of going along with it. So I want you guys to start to think about what is it that I want out of the camping? Like when I'm going camping, what is it that you are trying to accomplish? Like, are you trying to disconnect from social media and electronics? Are you trying to reconnect with nature? Are you doing more activities? Like for us, we've started hiking and canoeing and mountain biking and those kinds of things when we are camping. So what is it that is the purpose of you getting outdoors? And then starting to think about how can I take what I'm already doing well at home and bring that into my outdoor experience? Because the best part is that when we go camping, I want to say vacationing, but that's not necessarily always the truth. But when we go camping, for sure, we have 100% control over the food that we eat. You control over what you pack in your cooler. You have control over what you put in your car to bring with you. So if you don't want to eat copious amounts of garbage, don't pack it. Like, your camping experience doesn't have to be a license to kill, is what I'm kind of trying to get at here. So starting to think about, how do I redefine that? How do I start to re-engage what it is that I want out of my camping experience? And then from there, you can make different choices. So a lot of the time, it's convenience, right? Hot dogs are freaking convenient when you're camping. Why? Because I can roast them over the fire. But maybe this is a time where you can start to think about what are other things I might be able to roast over the fire that are more conducive to my goals, that don't upset my stomach.
One of the big things for that I like to say to everybody too is it doesn't have to be perfect either, because just because we're saying, you know, eat a little bit healthier when you're camping, right? Like follow what you normally eat a little more closely while you're camping. That doesn't mean it has to be perfect either. If your family enjoys having like a wiener roast, then go ahead and do that. That doesn't mean do it every day for a week straight though, right? Take options that do fall in line with what you normally eat. And if you want to have that experience, be able to enjoy those hot dogs around a fire, if that's what your family enjoys, go out and do that, right? And do it without the guilt either. Do it, plan it, right? So plan your meals while you're going out. Again, we could go on this topic for hours, but the biggest thing comes back to how you plan your vacation or your camping or whatever you're doing. Because if you haven't planned your meals, then you're already just throwing shit in a cooler and hoping that you have enough food for while you're out there. And we were guilty of this forever. We would pack so much food because we didn't know if we were going to eat healthy or if we were going to eat garbage. So we bring both options. It's like, well, what do we come home with? If you go out with both, you're going to come home with the healthy stuff 9 times out of 10.
And we eat pretty clean, I'm going to say, when we're at home. But it's a matter of like, hey, we're going camping. This is a time to let loose. And what I found was budgeting for camping. Like, camping was a super expensive trip because it was like, okay, we had a couple $100 in booze. We had a couple $100 in junk food. And then all of a sudden, you come home from this disconnecting weekend and you feel like garbage. Like, I want to go camping and come home and feel rejuvenated and ready to take it on. Like, that's the idea of a vacation. That's the idea of a getaway, is that you feel rejuvenated, not depleted, right? You almost need a vacation from your vacation sometimes. So starting to think about, what are the foods I already eat on a regular basis and how can I bring those with me while I'm camping? That doesn't mean that I only eat those foods. Maybe I do allow some other room for things to have, but it just means that we're not completely switching the way that we're eating in order to adapt ourselves to this new environment. Like, for us, we had to redefine what camping looked like for us. So we started to find different recipes. How can we make kebabs on the fire? Oh, maybe instead of having a bag of Doritos that we sit around and eat, we made taco salad so that I could have a handful of Doritos and crunch it up on top of my taco salad, still get the Dorito idea out of it, but I didn't have to eat the entire bag. So starting to redefine that and say, no, this is what I do and don't want out of this, that helps us to begin to switch our lifestyle habits and behaviors in that environment, right? Because our environment dictates our behavior. If your environment isn't set up for your success, you'll notice that you're less successful in executing the behaviors that you say you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, just comes back to the planning, right? So something we talk about with all of our clients all the time, if you are a chip hound like I used to be or something like that, finding replacement snacks that are going to give you the same kind of satisfaction that you get from something that might be more highly palatable. I like the crunch from apples instead of chips now, right? So like, being smart with your snacks and bringing the ones that are convenient and easy to eat while you're out and about, apples, oranges, pears, bananas, whatever that is. Trail mix is another great one. I mean, you can make your own trail mix with whatever you have at home. There are so many good tips that you could have for when you're camping, but the reality is trying to keep it as close to what you'd normally eat at home anyways, even when you're out and camping. Now, outside of just the food side of the world, activity levels, because we are the people that say, hey, we should move our bodies, right? Our bodies feel better when we're moving them. So when we're camping,
especially after you slept on the camping mat all night.
Especially after those super comfortable sleeps on the camping mats. But yeah, being able to get up and move our bodies. So for our family, we bring our canoes, we bring our bikes, we like to go hiking, whatever that is. Maybe for you and your family, maybe it means finding new places to hike, new waterfalls to check out. Maybe it means you are going canoeing. Maybe it means that you're going to go swim in a lake for the afternoon. Whatever it is, if you can't get into the gym, if you can't get your, what I'll quote, regular activity in, creating more activity for yourself that is just going to be basic movement. So maybe you take a soccer ball or a football and you're playing with the kids or with the family, or maybe you are
doing a scavenger hunt. Like, yeah. You can print off a scavenger hunt on Google and make it exciting to go look for certain things.
If you're in a new area, go geocaching. I bet you there's a million geocaches you can go find in the middle of nowhere and have some fun with it. Hike a new mountain, bike a new trail. There's so much you can do.
At the last campsite we were at, we had service, but Mike and I made a rule that we weren't going to be on our phones during it. And I ended up giving the kids my cell phone to use the Google Lens to go and learn about the different plants in the area, because they wanted to know if they could eat certain berries. And I mean, I'll be honest,
the answer was no.
The answer is no, but I had no idea whether or not some of these berries were edible or not. So they took the Google Lens and they went and learned about these different plants and whether or not they could eat them and what they might be used for. And so there's just different things. It doesn't have to be like consecutive activity. It can just be more movement. And that's really what it's about when you are trying to get out and go camping and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I did have a point that I also wanted to touch on. Mike said trail mix, and trail mix is great. I will tell you guys, trail mix is going to be higher in calories if you're putting a lot of nuts versus seeds into it.
Higher in fats too.
And higher in fats. And the other thing is that we love to put chocolate in our trail mix, but please learn from our mistake. Don't put chocolate chips in your trail mix. They melt in the sun.
Put the chocolate chips in with your pop, in with whatever you have in a cooler bag, and then you can add it to your trail mix as you eat it. Don't put it in directly.
You'll have more control over how much you get then too, but yeah, that's my other piece of advice.
If you're ready to make a change in your life, step into the best version of you, check out our Iron Self Transformation Program. Find more info on our website, www.ironbodycoach.com.
We were talking about ways to healthy snack while camping and those kinds of things. And starting to be more attentive to how your body feels. So how do certain foods make your body feel? Like, my mouth hurts when I eat chips. So I really have to remind myself, because I want to eat chips. Chips are genetically designed for you to want to go back and eat more of them. Like, they spend copious amounts of money in the lab going, how can I make the crunch perfect? How can I make the saltiness perfect? How can I make the person crave these and want more of these? So they're really designed. So of course, yeah, they're hard to resist. Why? Because they are designed to be hard to resist. No, Mother Nature didn't come out and go, I'm going to make this carrot really irresistible. Like, it didn't happen that way. You know, the carrot was created how the carrot was created. Nobody's like, ooh, we're going to see how we can make
a little extra crunch on this carrot.
So one of the rules that I have started to set for myself is I pack snacks for myself. And I used to be the person that would pack the snacks, and then I'd see something better and be like, man, we don't need those snacks. But I made a rule for myself that I had to eat the snacks that I came with before I could eat anything else. So even yesterday we were tubing the river, and our friend brought, I'm going to call them healthy hot dogs because they were the healthiest version of a hot dog I've ever seen. like farm fresh. Anyways, but I had already packed myself corn salad with chicken in it. And so she's like, do you want a hot dog? And I was like, I kind of want to try it because I'm curious. But I had this corn salad with chicken in it. And by the time I'd eaten that, I didn't really want a hot dog. So it kind of negated that fact. I kind of left that. For chips, I started eating, I know veggies, you're like, oh, raw veggies, they're such a replacement for chips. They're really not, but I made this delectable dip, and I think the dip made everything worth it. So it was like a little bit of Greek yogurt, a little bit of 5% sour cream, a little bit of Renee's ranch, and then the Frank's seasoning, like not like the powdered shaker seasoning in there, and mix it all up. And it was like a buffalo ranch dip, and I dipped all of my veggies in that, and I just like scarf backed all those veggies. I couldn't believe that I ate them all so quickly, but the dip was phenomenal. So sometimes just having a healthier dip option that makes it more tantalizing, because a bag of raw veggies isn't always that exciting. So if you have something that you do enjoy to go with it.
The only other one that I wanted to say too, for a lot of people when we are out camping, whatever we're doing in the backcountry, a lot of times we eat a lot just because we are actually thirsty. So bringing enough water and making sure you are drinking water, and this gets even more important when we're out in the bush drinking. Making sure you're getting enough hydration in, just because a lot of times you will be thirsty, but it will come off as hunger. So then you end up just eating more food when really we're just dehydrated and our body just wants more water. So,
well, and also we tend to eat more when we are like doing things like camping and vacationing and those kinds of things, because our schedule is less busy. We're not, there's no real time frame a lot of the time. There's not like we have to do this at this time and this at that time. So as our mind gets more quote unquote bored, we try to fill that time with something, right? And that we've talked about, like, avoidance techniques. Like, I avoid feeling certain feelings or having to be in silence and those kinds of things. And so we will fill those moments with food, right? We're filling our mouth hole so we don't have to, like, think about other things. Or a lot of the time we'll have this spread out, like, what we'll put out a bunch of food for the kids. Like, that's what we like to do. For the kids, yeah. It's really for us. No, we put out the food for the kids and they will sit there and like graze on it. And so then here we are, you know, oh, well, as long as the food's in front of you, you're grazing. So setting really distinct meal times can be also very helpful, or packing only certain snacks with you. I really try to avoid snacking altogether for myself. I'm more of a breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of gal, because I can really say I'm going to have a nice big breakfast, a nice big lunch, and a nice big dinner. And especially when you're camping, nobody wants to do dishes more than three times a day. Like, fair. For real. Okay, so we also were going to talk about getting to the gym or not being able to get to the gym. And we talked, Mike mentioned it in regards to being away camping or vacationing. So what does it look like, though, if you can't get to the gym because your schedule is just busy? You're busy with work. You're busy with life in general. You know, summer is a busier time for people. So if you cannot get to the gym, like Mike already kind of said, where is more activity in your life? Can you get out for a 30-minute walk?
A pool around that you can go swimming.
Right? I know for me, when I had said to Mike, I was like, okay, well, we're going to start walking more. And I looked at my schedule. I'm like, I don't know where we're going to get this walk in. Like, where are we going to fit this 30-minute walk? But 30 minutes is actually not as difficult as I thought. Like, maybe an hour might be really hard to carve out the time for, but 30 minutes, we seem to like get it over and done with, and then you actually feel like you have more energy after that walk, that you can now pay attention to other things. You can really give your all to everything. So we've started to walk more, and we found huge benefits just in the mental clarity aspect and the ability to take a quote-unquote break, right? We're not on social media when we're walking. We're not looking at a computer screen. We're not paying attention to everything else that's going on, screaming.
Our body's working, but you're mentally taking a break when you're walking like that. So yeah, if you can't get into the gym, increase your daily movement, whatever that looks like. Like Caleb was saying, maybe you play with your kids more. Maybe you join a rec league for soccer, hockey, basketball, whatever it looks like. Maybe you are somebody that enjoys rock climbing, so you go get a pass at a rock climbing gym in the city. Or maybe you enjoy mountain biking, so you build or go to mountain bike trails and go biking. Whatever it looks like to create more movement in your day, it doesn't have to be perfect. Unless your goal is, I'm going to go on stage and flex muscles. It doesn't make sense to beat yourself up for missing the gym. Increase your daily movement. If you're looking for weight loss specific, what really matters is what goes in the mouth hole. And then just keeping up with your daily movement. The movement's going to help the body recomposition. It's going to help you burn extra calories at rest. There's a ton of stuff that the activity, that the movement is going to help with. But at the end of the day, if weight loss is your goal, diet is where we want to put our focus. Mm-hmm. Diet is where you're going to get your most bang for your bucks results-wise. And that does not always mean just going and cutting calories like crazy. Anybody who's worked with us knows, at first, when we first start nutrition with absolutely anybody, we just want to see how you eat, right? Because most people, if they're on a weight loss journey, they've already been eating in a calorie deficit for a crazy amount of time. And the reality is we need to actually refeed those calories before we can start dropping them off to get that weight loss.
Now, we do want to look at bone density, building muscle. When we build muscle, we burn more calories. 1 pound of muscle burns more calories at rest than 1 pound of fat does. So if you have more muscle on your body, you're going to have a quicker metabolism because your body is just going to burn more fuel as you're essentially doing nothing.
At rest, yep.
So it's really important to build that muscle. So when you are looking at getting more movement in, think of weight-bearing exercise too. Maybe you're just doing yoga. Maybe, like Mike said, you're playing in a rec league for sport. But finding something that you enjoy for movement is the very first thing. Whatever that enjoyment is, you're more likely to do it because you look forward to going to it. If you don't enjoy it, then chances are you're not going to be able to maintain it.
It just turns into another chore.
It does, yeah. So like when I first got into fitness, I didn't enjoy it. I did it because I was in pain and I felt like this was the only way I was not in pain. The enjoyment factor for exercise, working out, for me, came years later. It wasn't like, hey, after a month, I'm like, yeah, I love this. No, it was years later. And I remember just feeling like, oh. But what I did enjoy was I enjoyed group exercise. So that's where I started my journey. I would just show up for group fitness because I liked the community. I liked doing it with other people. Everybody else around me was complaining at the same time, so we could just complain together. So finding that community will also help keep us going. So maybe you join a walking group. Maybe you have a buddy that you just say, hey, let's go, you know, play some tennis or some pickleball or something like that, where you can get out and just find that extra movement. That's really what it's about. It's just moving our bodies. Motion is lotion for our bodies. So the more motion we can get, the more lotion, the more better our body is going to feel. So that's really what we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for taking the opportunity to listen.
So remember, Plan. If you're going camping or on vacation, plan the hell out of it. Know what you're eating roughly for all your meals and plan things that are similar to when you're at home. Likewise, if you are looking for more movement when you are out and about, plan it. Figure out what you and your family enjoy doing that is an active activity. Start doing it. Enjoy the hell out of it. The families love it when you go out and adventure.
We like to try new things. Try something that you haven't done before. You never know. You might like it.
Yeah.
There's a very real chance. And make sure you set up your environment for your success. If you want to be successful on any goal, you need an environment around you that supports you on it. If your environment always smells like buttered popcorn, you're always going to want to eat buttered popcorn, right? Like, you're going to crave it because you're constantly thinking about it. So maybe don't work in a movie theater if you don't want to, like, eat popcorn all the time. All I'm saying is just setting up that environment for your success is really going to help you be more successful in the choices you make and the decisions you decide to go on.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week for Next Week in Coaching.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye.